Many Sugar House residents who attended the meeting, like Wayne Halverson, say they're opposed to the administration's plan to permit the construction of four-story buildings near single-family homes and buildings up to 10 stories tall along 700 East and 2100 South.
I didn't come here to live in the heart of a big city, which is what you're trying to do to Sugar House. Pause. Give this time. Let's see what happens. Don't make this mistake now. You can't undo it.
The plan also calls for rezoning nearly 3 acres of open space on the edge of Sugarmont Drive that includes tennis courts and the Boys and Girls Sugar House Club for potential development. Mallory Platt says the open space should be preserved.
The neighborhood's getting bigger and bigger, and I think not only protecting people's single-family homes, but giving all of us, people riding the streetcar, everything, one more positive place to go to gather publicly is only a good thing.
Council Chair Lisa Ramsey Adams' district includes all of the areas up for rezoning. She says the council is likely going to explore other options, like using two-story height limits as buffer zones around residential areas.
Again and again, you heard people say, I'm excited about the streetcar. I'm happy it's there. I'm okay with the density in Sugar House, but let's have a third way to do this.
The public hearing will continue at a later date. Whitney Evans, KUER News.